Would you like to meet up in person? I would love that. I'd love to be able to sit down over a cup of coffee, a muffin, who knows what, maybe a juicy steak, and be able to have a great conversation with you and hear all about you and your homeschool and your family. Well, I am actually going to be at Teach Them Diligently in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, here in, about 15 days or so. I think we head out of, hit the road to head on down there. And I would love to meet up with you. Now, I know not everybody's going to be there at Teach Them Diligently. If you're not, I want to encourage you to go check it out. They will actually also be putting on a conference a little bit later, I think, over in Missouri. So I would encourage you to check those out. But if you are planning to attend the Teach Them Diligently conference in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, here at the end of the month, beginning of May, I would love to meet up with you. If you're doing that, send me an email at info@littlebylittlehomeschool.com. Put in the notes meetup or TTD for Teach Them Diligently or something. Some way that sticks out that I know that you're going there. And we're going to set up some type of meetup for anybody who is a listener, a Little by Little Homeschool. I'd love to be able to cross paths with you there. So send me an email so we can make a connection there. But right now, let's dive into today's topic. Welcome to Little by Little Homeschool Podcast, where you'll learn tips and strategies that will empower you to home educate your children. I'm Lee Nguyen, a homeschool mom of over 12 years, which includes two graduates. When I started homeschooling, I was pretty much on my own and was desperate for encouragement and help. My mission is to be a source of encouragement and help to you. Whether you are just beginning your homeschool journey or you're deep into the homeschool lifestyle, Little by Little Homeschool wants to help you stay the course because all the time you are investing into your children is completely worth it. If you're ready to take your homeschool to new levels, keep listening. You have got some great plans for homeschooling because you love to homeschool and you want to be with your kids and you have just such a vision for your homeschool. And if that does not describe you, I want you to run on over, get over to your homeschool blueprint so that you can get to that point. I'll put the link in the show notes. But in theory, you have plans. You have some ideas, whether they're written down or just in your mind, and they sound really great. And they would come off without a hitch in a perfect world where everything went perfectly. But that's not the case. We live here in reality, and we know that things are going to come up. They have come up, and they will continue to come up while you are homeschooling. And what do you do with those plans? You have spent time and effort and you have just, you know where you want to go with it. And it could be little things. It could be big things. And then things can come crashing down. We all have situations in our lives, whether it's something that happens often, it happens once in a while, it's something small, it's something big. We're going to dive into all those different nuances to it. But for me, one situation that sticks out to me the most when I had some great plans for homeschool and hit with reality was when I had had some surgery. My kids were little. I think it might have been about 9 years ago or so, 9, 10 years ago. And I had had a slight complication during that surgery. Obviously, everything is okay in the end. But my recovery was not what I was expecting it to be. I knew the surgery was coming. I knew that I had about a month before it was going to happen so I could get some plans and things set into motion. But the amount of time that I needed to recover was way longer than I thought. And it wasn't just a physical recovery, it was also a mental recovery. And that was a huge curveball that was thrown at me during that time. And of course, there's been some bigger things too and some many, many small things before and after that. But to me, that just really stuck out into my mind if I'm going to think about when my plans really hit with reality and things did not go according to plan for my plans was that time. And I was in the middle of the throes of homeschooling, all three of them in elementary. I think they might have at that point all been in the elementary school years. But let's define curveball here that I have in the show notes or in the title of this episode. So we could say curveball. It could be something that's small comparatively to larger, okay? But small daily disturbances, and it could range all the way up to huge life-altering changes. And you're like, Lee, how are you going to speak into some extremes and everything in the middle? Hold on here. We will. In this quick little episode, we're going to dive into all of it. I want to tell you my main point just right off the bat. And that is not a pun intended with the curveball there. But my main point is that when our homeschool plans and everything we have poured into it and these ideas that we have and our goals and all of that hits with reality, truth be told, it's more about you as the homeschool mom, your reaction, your thoughts, your mindset, where you let your mind go, and how you navigate these curveballs that has more of an impact on whether or not your homeschool, your curriculum, the academics actually gets done or not. Life is messy. We can all agree. And I have found from my own personal life that the more relationships that I have in my life, the more, I don't want to say messy because it's not a negative thing. I think it's good to have more relationships in our life. But the more that we get to see and be intimately involved in other people's lives, the more that we can see how life can quickly change in an instant. Whether it's just a small little pivot, something came up during the day, kiddo was running, fell, scraped up their leg, and they're screaming for hours. Is comparatively, I mean, it's a big thing for them. It's a big thing for you right then, but comparatively small compared to something really big and there's maybe a tragic car accident or something. But it's more about how we carry ourselves through that and knowing that these things are going to come about. And knowing, I'm going to say from personal experience, that the way that I walk through things has grown and matured in with a time and hopefully more wisdom that I have gained as I have gotten older. But really, the more relationships we have, the more that we can see that our world is broken. There is a lot that's going on and a lot that we don't ask for in our life. And unfortunately, it just is a part, the reality of living in a sinful world. What matters is what we do with these unexpected, but also inevitable curveballs. Now, I'm not trying to downplay any type of tragedies in your life by calling it a curveball. It's just kind of a term to say, this is the path that you're on, and suddenly it curves, and it's not what you expected. You thought that it was going to be a nice, straight, clear path and beautiful meadows on either side, and suddenly it takes a turn into down an alley or into a deep forest or just down a little hill and then back up again. It was not what you were expecting. So let's talk first about some of these curveballs that could just be some everyday situations that come up. And so here are some examples. If you want to do a deep dive into this specifically with the everyday kind of things that come up, I want to encourage you to check out episode 236. I will link that in the show notes. That one's going to talk all about what to do on days that are bad, when things just keep going downhill. So I encourage you to listen to 236. So I'm not going to go deep into that. We're just going to kind of cover this somewhat, and then we're going to dive into a little bit more of the life-altering changes and the curveballs and what we do. So some of the examples of just everyday things could be a sick child, or maybe a sick mom, or maybe it's just a minor car accident, a fender bender, or a kid that suddenly says, oh, I need this for co-op. Or a kiddo that, for example, me over here, a kiddo that's like, oh, this job that I applied for called, they want me to come in. And I suddenly realize, oh, we don't have your working papers up to date because you turned 16 in the meantime. And, oh, wait a minute, we have to go get a physical first. So there's a curveball. And there went that day. I was like, okay, the focus today is to get this all set into motion. So other things that would include like change of plans, things that you weren't expected. Maybe a family member or a friend is suddenly going to be in town. Those are curveballs. And those, not all of them are necessarily bad things, but it can just be moments when you get to decide, how am I going to walk through this? How am I going to adjust the day? Maybe your day like mine, a lot of them seem like puzzle pieces. And how are we going to fit all of this together that I need to do? Get kiddos places and where what they have going. And then suddenly something comes up and all of that. It's kind of like you set up a puzzle and you've been working on it. And then maybe a small child comes over to the table and puts their hands up, doesn't even look. And they just kind of smush it up. And now the pieces are all messed up again. And you got to put them back together. And this time it might look a little bit different. But again, it's your reaction and it is how you walk through that and knowing that it's okay to put aside some of that homeschool stuff, like that scenario I was talking about that just recently happened to me, I guess maybe last week or so. And I was like, okay, we just have to alter it. And we just did a shorter morning time because I had some other things going on. I've got some really cool interviews coming up, hint, hint. So I already had some appointments and things that I had to do. And I was like, okay, let's fit it in around there. But it's more about what are you going to do? How are you going to react? And are kids watching us walk through that because they're learning from us? They're learning how to walk through trials because they're going to encounter trials their entire lives. And you get to set the example. Let's now shift a little bit from some of those everyday examples, because episode 236 kind of talks about that a bit more. And let's just focus now on some of those life-changing and life-altering curveballs, for lack of a better word, that happened to us. Some examples could be something like a prolonged illness. It could be conflict in some type of relationship that you have. Could be just a trial that you're going through. Maybe it's a spiritual trial. Maybe it is in your marriage. Maybe there are some concerns that you have. Maybe you're just not in a good spot. You're just kind of feeling like a little bit more like roommates. Mm-hmm. That tends to happen in marriage. Maybe it's a bit more than that. Maybe it's something that has to do with your marriage. That's the word divorce has been mentioned. Maybe there's a death in the family, whether it is somebody, maybe it's a spouse or a child or an aunt, an uncle, a parent, a friend, something. Maybe you're going through a harder postpartum period than you were expecting to go through. Maybe there's a diagnosis, or maybe it's just one thing after another. Maybe it's not a lot of these bigger, momentous occasions that change our lives. Maybe it's just a lot of smaller things that are just compounding. Here is my first thing I want to say to you. When you're going through something that is just big and you are just possibly frozen, oftentimes we just, as homeschool moms, are like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? We just kind of freeze for a little bit. I want to tell you, one of the first things you need to do is put that curriculum aside. You might have to literally do that. There has been times where we have gone through things and I've taken it, put it on the shelf. I'm like, it's absolutely fine. It can collect some dust over there on the shelf. We need to go through this scenario. We need to go and walk through life right now together. And it's okay to put it aside. There will come a time where you'll take it off the shelf and it might look a little bit different. And that's okay too. But put the curriculum on hold. If you need to find help with your kids, maybe it's something that you're going through with your husband or a parent and there's somebody that you need to be there for. Maybe it's one of your children that you need to be there for more so. Find some help. Get some people. Recruit some friends and some family to help with your kids to help meet their needs, because it's also going to be something that's going to be an upheaval to them and their lives. And so as moms, our hearts really want to be able to meet their needs, and it's okay for a time to let other people come alongside and to do that with us. A really great goal during these times of intense trial and life-altering situations that are going on is to just, I don't want to say just, we're going to say just in air quotes, be their mom. Don't worry about being the homeschool mom. Don't worry about making a lesson out of everything. Don't worry about where they are in their spelling list or how many chapters are left of the science book or are they doing well with memorizing their math facts. Just be their mom. That's what they need at that time. Whether it is something that's going on with maybe a friend of yours, so it maybe doesn't directly impact them, but it impacts them because you are trying to be there for your friend more. Be what you can to your kids in just in life and put that curriculum on hold, okay? Let them help you serve. Maybe again, it's that scenario that I just mentioned, the friend of yours, and they can help serve. They can help make a meal. They can maybe make the cookies that go along with the meal that you drop off. Maybe it's a friend of yours and you get to watch their children while they have to go and do some other things. Let your kids come alongside, especially if your kids are a little bit older and they can help watch those children, or they're young and they're the same age and you just have a big old play date and let them enjoy that time. But as you can, let your children help to serve, because someday they will be the adults and they will know how to serve those who are in need because they are able to do that with you. Also, if this is a time that people are serving you, show your kids how to graciously accept other people serving you. Provide stability as much as possible for your kids during this time. Even if days all seem quite different, try to get some time where maybe it's just you and just them. It's okay for them to see you at some raw and honest times, and times that maybe are in tears if this is something that's a really difficult situation that you're going through. Again, we are not showing them how to go through this. And it doesn't mean you have to do it perfectly. You're not going to do it perfectly. Nobody can walk through any type of big situation perfectly. But just let them be you. Let them comfort you. And also be there to comfort them. And they'll see how to do that by watching you comforting them and comforting other people, and they'll learn how to comfort others. When you get to the other side of whatever this curveball is, whether it is small or whether it is large, start just back with your home life. Again, that curriculum, it is still collecting dust on the bookshelf. And that's okay, right? Or maybe it's in a cabinet. You tucked it away. Maybe you're not quite sure where it is right now. And that's okay too. But start just with your home life. Focus on your family. Getting back into some routines. Maybe everybody's really off with their sleep and you try to focus like, that's the routine. We're going to get back to our bedtimes and we're going to make sure everybody is maybe sleeping in or getting up on time and feeling refreshed during the day, making sure everybody has proper amount of food, there's nutrition, you're getting mealtime. Just start with those little things. Sounds like you're like, really? That's it? Just that basic? Yes. Focus on just the basic routines that people are getting their needs met. You and your husband and your kids are getting your basic needs of sleep and rest and nutrition and proper amount of liquids, all of those things. Focus on that. Focus on getting back into routines. Maybe that includes having some meal times again as a family, whatever the routines that you're feeling off with. Then focus on getting your house back into order, whether that is getting things cleaned up. Maybe it means getting rid of some stuff. Maybe it's like a good spring clean and going through and purging some things that you don't need, but getting your house back in order. When our house is in order, then we feel like, okay, I can breathe. Things are kind of set aside. It doesn't have to be perfectly dusted. It doesn't mean that every single surface has to be able to serve some food on, nothing like that, but just getting our house back into order where we can continue to just progress day in and day out. And the tidy home is there for you. I'm not telling you to go and do the tidy home right now while you're recovering from some big curveball, but down the road when you are, then you can go ahead and join that. When it comes to then getting back into our curriculum and academics, just spend time reading together. Maybe it's just some fun read alouds. Nobody says it has to be getting back into the science and the history and the geography and formal literature. Read some fun books together. Just cuddle up in the living room, cuddle up. Maybe sit outside if the weather's nice and just be together and just read. Get back to that family unit, that time together and making those connections. And especially for kids, sometimes during tragic times, it's good for them to be able to let out a little bit, maybe find some type of read aloud that just has some funny moments in it that just can kind of so add some lightheartedness to your day so they can just kind of release some of those emotions. Know that your formal academics and the curriculum, it can be added in. So say you're going through something right now and you're getting to the other side of it. We are here right now in April and mid-April, I guess. And you could be like, well, we're towards the end of the year. Let it go. Let it go for the rest of the year and say, you know what? We're going to pick back up by the fall. Maybe in the summer, you might feel kind of like getting back into a routine of things. But it's okay to put it on hold for the rest of the homeschool year. And if kids want to spend time, especially older kids, they want to explore and they want to learn on things that they want to, they can. Now, there is also, we need to add in, maybe you have some high schoolers and they are looking to get into college and they have some certain academics. Well, then that would be a focus. I would say focus in on them getting back into their routine, them getting their courses and everything done that they can add to their transcript, and let the little ones just go ahead and play. Know that you can add in the formal academics again, but also just kind of leaning into what your family needs. Maybe you part of the routine that you need is to get back into homeschool time. Then go for it. Do it. Start with some morning time. Go ahead and add in some math, add in some language arts. But I think the important part here, I'm going to go back to that main point I mentioned, is that when life throws us some curveballs and we have these great, you know, the best laid homeschool plans, it's more about the homeschool mom's reaction, just as a mom, not even as a homeschool mom. It's more about your mindset, your thoughts, and are those negative or those positive, and how you navigate walking through this is going to be a much bigger lesson that your kid's going to learn than more than just the curriculum. If you are going through a tough time, I just pray for you right now. Just, I mean, God knows what you are going through. And Heavenly Father, I just pray for those moms that are just walking through some difficult or some uncertain times. Heavenly Father, just meet them right where they are and comfort them and guide them and give them wisdom and be with them and their children and their relationships with their children, and help us just to know that you're there for these amazing moms. And I just thank you for being that rock that we can stand on. Friend, thank you for listening to this episode. If you enjoy Little by Little Homeschool podcast, I would love to know about it. If you can leave a, obviously, would be great if it was a 5-star rating, and that would be fantastic. If you can leave a review as well, that would really help the podcast out, help us to kind of move up a little bit on the algorithm and so that other homeschool moms can find it as well. And again, if you're going to be at Teach Them Diligently and Pigeon Forward here in a couple of weeks, I want to be able to put my arms around you and give you a big old hug. So send me an email, let me know that so we can get together. Thank you for listening, friend. I'd love to connect with you more. You can find social media links in the show notes and share this episode with a friend who could use a boost to her homeschool. See you back here real soon.